This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, there's so much I can cover right now that it's almost mind-blowing. It's overwhelming. As usual, friends, we have to stick to the Word of God as we overcome by the faith that's been given unto us by the Son of God, 1 John 5. What is it that overcomes the world, even our faith? I can just highlight some of the things that are taking place across the United States of America today that you haven't heard a word or a peep about concerning the CIA-controlled media blackouts, because it's information they don't want you to get up in arms about. They want to keep you diverted from what's actually happening by keeping your eyes fixed on the created war that they, of course, are responsible for creating. This impeachment process is nothing but a bunch of garbage. I was just meeting with a friend this morning. It was interesting to note that he's my senior by probably 15 to 20 years. And I said to him, I said, have you ever seen in politics, I said, I've only been a part of this process for the last 20-some years of my life in righting the wrongs. And I said, have you ever seen in all of your life where all of these people that are responsible for the scandals, which, by the way, have been in government for 20 and 30 and 40 years in some cases, have you ever seen those that are responsible for this criminal activity concerning their scandals that are exposed to the American people where they've ever been prosecuted? And he said, no. And I said, well, the Bible says that the wicked walk on every side when the wicked are in power. And on the other hand, as a positive, understanding the character of God, God is known by the judgments that he executes in Psalm 9:16, that when a king sitteth in his throne, he scattereth evil. And Proverbs 20, verse 8, and that's not what we're seeing at all. So it shows you the difference between a righteous administration and a wicked administration. Those that are to be, well, they were promised to be prosecuted and indicted for their crimes against we the people are still at large. As a matter of fact, many of them, friends, even just recently, Hillary Clinton's on another book tour. She's not being prosecuted, and the surest sign that we have a real administration in play, friends, is the fact that he would have brought forth indictments and prosecutors to indict these individuals for their crimes against we the people. That has yet to happen. So with that said, friends, there's so many things happening today in this country that are diverting your attention from what's really happening, this being one of them. If you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, on top of Muslims, nearly 100 LGBTQ candidates were elected this month. Did you hear what I said? And what have I said for 15 years? And again, it's not one of those I told you so's, but it is. Friends, and this happening during the current administration, those that are subversive to American government, they're not being deported. No, they're being elected. Those that are attacking we the people in public schools, namely our kids, through the LGBTQ, whatever, XYZWX, whatever the case is, friends, it's how ridiculous. You're dealing with lawless people, but look who's on the heels of the LGBT. The Muslims are. And on top of Muslims, nearly 100 LGBTQ candidates were elected this month. Folks, you are daring the justice of God by what you are tolerating. Don't sit there and say to yourself, there's nothing we can do with about the situation within ourselves. Oh, there's everything in the world that you can do. The problem is most people don't want to do it. But this is what's happening in your country today, friends. You have over 100 LGBT candidates, along with the Muslims, that were elected to governmental offices in capacity within the United States government. Okay? And again, you can't make this kind of stuff up. We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Satanism, how public education is indoctrinating American children with the occult. Of course. Again, they all have the same, hey folks, lawless people all have the same father, no matter what they call themselves or how they act out. Okay? They're all hellbound. They all walk in the lies of their father that went before them and that is still going before them. And they're continuously doing it today because they're allowed to do it. That's the bottom line. They're allowed to do it. John Dumpy told us a long time ago that they needed new proselytizers of the faith, humanism, in the classroom, just to remove God. Okay, because what it comes down to is idolatry. The oldest sin in the book, friends. They don't want anybody telling them how they're supposed to live their lives. But if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Satanism is do what you want to do. Okay, God said, thou shalt not for your good. Okay, both here and in the future concerning the present and eternity. But again, read Psalm 19:11 when you get a moment. Psalm 19:11. We have Satanism, how public education is indoctrinating American children with the occult. And herein lies the problem. You have 86% of those that call themselves Christians that are dropping their kids off at a public school gate to be illegally indoctrinated through, what, the federal government, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I wanted to let all of you Trump supporters understand what's really happening, not what you're being told. The Bible doesn't say anything about judging men by what they tell you. The Bible tells us we're supposed to judge them by what they do. We're to judge them by their fruits and their works. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and Matthew 7:16. The national debt is up 1,600%. Or I'm sorry, not 1,600. Forgive me. Look like two zeros. National debt up 16% under Donald Trump, which surpasses $23 trillion. I thought the economy was getting better. Not that it's government's job, but I thought all the jobs were up by a certain percentage. Folks, they do this with every administration. They continuously tell you the opposite of what is true. And you're accepting darkness for the light and light for the darkness. Isaiah 5:20. There's no truth in these people, friends, that you're allowing to hold the helm of the ship that you're on concerning your country. Okay? National debt up 16% under Donald Trump surpasses $23 trillion. We're not giving you opinion. We're giving you the facts, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In North Carolina alone, again, listen carefully, 30 illegals raped and sexually assaulted 77 kids last month in that state alone that we know of. I'll say it again. North Carolina, 30 illegals raped and sexually assaulted 77 kids last month. Okay, and I want you to understand that when they slap them on the hand and put them in prison, I want you to keep in mind, friends, that you're paying for your own demise. You're paying for these criminals to continuously go on in the things that they do concerning transgressions of American law. You have a system in this country. It's called the correctional institution that makes $64 billion a year. Folks, it's a moneymaker, crime is. See, but what people don't realize is it may be a moneymaker temporarily, but at the end, America, you're going to fall into the pit that you allow them to dig for us to fall into. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, here's why 97% of Congress gets reelected. I'm going to touch on this right after this break. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, America. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can check us out online. Facebook, Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, you can check that out as well. Brand new videos going up every week, week and a half. We should have another one up here in a couple days. Just put up one last week. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. Also jump over to our phone lines. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I also wanted to make you aware of the fact that, friends, if you'd like to watch us online, you can at any time. Go to Before It's News. Check out the video right there on the left. Go ahead and punch it on. You can watch us live. Or go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com or Before It's News.com. Thank you to Michael Roach, my friend over there. You can watch us live and jump onto live chat. Love the interaction going on over there during the show, friends. And it is slowly growing, and we appreciate that. I was just telling you that we're going to talk about here's why 97% of Congress gets reelected in just one moment. And again, it's something that we've always told you, America. I don't know why people don't go through the process the way that the Lord told us to go through the process. They listen to fallen man more than they listen to the living Christ. And it's interesting, they call themselves believers, but they're believers that don't believe. See how that works? And again, to their own demise. They're hypocrites, and nobody rebuked them more than Jesus Christ himself did. Read Jeremiah 23 and Matthew 23 when you get a moment. I wanted to highlight this for you really quick. I just noticed this, and it might interest some people to understand what's going on here, going back during the first segment and sharing with you. On top of Muslims, nearly 100 lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, Q, whatever that means, friends, candidates were elected this month, all while you're being diverted to what's going on in Washington, D.C., all by design, so you do understand how the game is played here. But I want you to hear the breakdown really quick, okay? This is how they would revise gender identity, okay? Not according to male, female. This is who won office concerning those 100 of the LGBT communities that were elected just this month. Okay, here it is. Gender identity. Okay, this is what it's come to. And this is all confusion by design. Read Daniel 9, verse 7 when you get a moment. 28 of them were women, lesbians. Okay. 46 of them were men. Okay, are you ready? We're going to keep going on. This is what they want you to drink concerning their Kool-Aid friends. Five trans women, five men, friends, that call themselves women are now elected to office. And then we have one queer, gender queer, non-binary, gender non-conforming. I'm not making this up. Okay, this is how this individual is identifying himself or herself. Okay. If you want to know why you're confused, it's because of who you allow at the helm, okay? Regardless of what capacity it is in government. Sexual orientation of those one of the 100 LGBTQ candidates that were elected this month, okay? Again, I'm not making this up. This is factual. Sexual orientation, seven of them are bisexual. This is an abomination in the sight of God. 46 of them are sodomites, men with men. 20 of them are lesbians, women with women. One is pansexual, and six queer. Wow. I can't make this up, friends. Position level, four just won the position of mayor across the United States. Five just won the capacity of state legislators. Really? See, folks, it's like a judge. They are appointed to what? Discover and apply law. These are legislators. Can you imagine what they're going to pull out of their deceitful and wicked hearts when they create what they call law, which is not law? 70 are for local office and one for judicial position, a judge. Read Article 3, Section 1, by the way. Incumbency. 42 incumbents and 38 non-incumbents. Unconstitutional party affiliation. Here you have the problem right here. 74 are Democrats, one Republican. Don't think within yourself, oh, look, it's just one Republican that's bad. No, a little leaving at the whole lump. And if you pull the curtain back off on the Democrats versus the Republicans, you're going to find out the Republicans are just better at hiding their perversion than the Democrats are. Okay? One independent and four unaffiliated or unknown. Again, I'm not making this up. State equality levels as defined by Movement Advancement Project. Folks, this is all revised versions of getting you away from law to accept their new version. Okay? High equality states, 31. Medium equality states, 17. Low equality states, 31. Negative equality states. It's important that I go to so you can understand what the word means because it's been perverted. I'm going to the Webster's 1828, and I am looking up the word equality for you so you can, again, understand what the word means. Equality means, or equity means, justice. Okay, according to what? God's moral law. Equity means right. Okay, not what you call it, not what you create it to be. In practice, equity is the impartial distribution of justice according to law, or the doing that to another which the laws of God and man and of reason give him a right to claim. Okay? When you're looking at the download concerning the nearly 100 LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ candidates that were elected this month, folks, you just need to understand, I have been faithfully on this radio show for the last 20-some years telling the American people, and I'm not playing the prophet, I'm not doing that, I'm just simply knowing my history and understanding what's in front of me so I can predict the future. What I told you and what is happening is exactly what's happening, what I told you 20-some years ago. And I got to tell you, what this ministry has endured, giving you that truth, what the names that we were called, folks, the life threats, putting our house up online, taking our physical address up, sending bomb threats to my ministry because I was just way out there. Hey, folks, remember the gay agenda wasn't about the kids, right? I was crazy for saying that too, right? Now look what you're putting up with, friends. Transgenders, pansexuals, bisexuals, gender queer, non-binary, gender non-conforming. I mean, folks, these people are mentally ill. Okay. In 1961, if you even considered saying something like this, you'd have been thrown in jail for a long time. Okay. They're called crimes against nature, and they are. Okay. But they just won. 100 of these people won. That were elected this month. You know, George Whitefield rightly said, the great awakening preacher, he said, man left to himself is half beast, half devil. And folks, here you have it. Here you have it. You get what you deserve, America, for tolerating this. And I told you who's on the heels of the homosexual agenda. The homosexuals were first used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. And I said the Muslims are right on their heels, and I was absolutely crazy for saying it. Nope. Guess who's tying tails, friends? The foxes are tying tails as they want to crucify together the truth like that of Herod and Pilate. Remember they were at enmity one with another? But when they delivered up Jesus, they became friends. It's the same thing with the homosexual agenda and the Muslims. And yet the Muslims are calling for their execution. Again, friends, you just can't make it up. For the sake of time, I want to jump topics. I needed to share that with you because that's the age that we live in, which I never thought in a million years I would ever think of. Folks, you can't even make it up concerning the things that are going on in this country. They have to be made up. And it shows you the mindset of the sick devils behind your corrupt politicians that are opening the door for the wolves to come in and devour the sheep. Because that's exactly who's responsible for it. Read John 10:12 and apply it to politicians. Friends, because Jesus, he told us to beware of the leaving of the Herodians as well. And also keep in mind politicians and the religious hypocrites were responsible for crucifying and having Christ crucified. It's the same thing that's happening here today in this country. Again, just for the record. Let's switch gears really quick. The American politician, yes, we are corrupt. Here's why we have 90% of Congress reelected. Friends, what I've always told you, it's because they're not working for you. They're working for special interest groups. I want to give you a couple quotes concerning, yes, we are corrupt, the American politicians, before we get over to here's why 97% of them, of Congress are being reelected. I'm here to tell you, I'll put a little salt on your tongue for the next segment. It's not you electing them, okay? President Harry S. Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook, right? And then I have quote after quote of corrupt politicians telling you that's exactly true, telling you that they are corrupt, and yet they're still in representative positions. So whose fault would it be? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments to decide if the Trump administration's termination of the DACA program was unlawful. As far as why this can't be worked out on Capitol Hill between lawmakers instead of an executive order by former President Barack Obama, Caitlin Owens is a reporter with Axios, and she says,
there's no policy that can get the support of both sides because obviously in a deal there's give and take, and neither side are in a position to to give anything at this point.
Speaking in New York City, President Trump claims his economic policies have launched an unprecedented economic boom in the United States.
We have delivered on our promises and exceeded our expectations by a very wide margin.
The president speaking there to the Economic Club of New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Steve Miller, you are correct. You are correct, Steve. You're picking this up just like I am. Good job, brother. Wanted to let you know, talking to one of my friends on live chat right now, I wanted to get over to this because I got really much to cover in a short amount of time. I was just talking about, yes, the American politicians are corrupt. I didn't tell you that. They did. President Harry S. Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you are a crook. We have, oh my goodness, 268 of the 534 members of government in whatever capacity they may be in, friends, are millionaires. They go in broke and they end up millionaires. We have Jesse Unruh, Speaker of California Assembly in the 1960s and California State Treasury in the 1970s and 80s. He said, money is the mother milk of politics. The list goes on. Bernie Sanders said, I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. The real truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. Joe Biden said, you have to go where the money is, know where the money is. There's almost always implicitly some string attached. It's awfully hard to take a whole lot of money from a group of people you know has a particular position. Then you conclude that they're wrong and vote no. Jim Hightower said, today, whose political game run by absurdist nightmare of money, the elites, is ridiculous. A game in which corporations are people and money is magically empowered to speak. Candidates trek to the corporate suites and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls. You know what? You go ahead and play games all you want, you wicked men, but you will pay the piper. Rest assured, just like Judas, your big brother. Read Luke 22, verse 48. Senator Ted Cruz said, lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. They, on a daily basis, are conspiring against the American people. They, on a daily basis, are conspiring against the American people. Career politicians' ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder. Folks, it just goes on and on. And it's funny how some of these guys just take it as a joke. And the fact of the matter is they're in hell now where they belong. And I just would ask them one question if I could. Is it funny now? Probably not. You play with fire, you're going to get burned. There is consequence. You know, I was talking to some friends today, and when I was talking to them, my friend's wife started making some points about how some Christians don't believe in hell. It doesn't matter if they believe in trucks, neither. What happens if they stand in front of one? It doesn't matter. I said, what do you have there? You have a bunch of believers that are unbelievers? And that's not the highlight of my message in any sense of the word, because it's unscriptural. But and I'm talking about hellfire preaching. We're to repent before God, not before hell. Okay? Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. But the bottom line is, friends, is again, what you see today in the professed church is the very reason that we are in trouble in so many different fronts. And it's they're pathetic. For a better way of saying it, they're pathetic. They're not Christians. It's a lack of Christianity in so many different ways. I want to say this, and I'm going to get to the next point. I remember when none other than Daniel Webster said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. He said, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy. Moving on to the next point, which is line upon line, precept upon precept, here's why 97% of Congress gets reelected each year, even though the American people say that they're doing a bad job. Okay? I just want to get right to the point. Okay? Every year, no matter the party in power, unconstitutional, the American people are polled as to whether or not Congress is doing a good job. And every year, the people consistently say that they are not. By the way, they have 11% approval rating, okay? Yet they continue to elect the same blowhard treasonous vultures to represent them and ignore the Constitution. I don't believe it, not drinking the Kool-Aid. So why does 97% of Congress continue to get reelected year after year? It's called an incumbent protection system. They're protecting their own. Okay? In a recent report by Adam Andruszewski at Forbes, he decided to elaborate on what an incumbent protection system is and how it works. Adam went on, and his auditors decide to look at the congressional campaign donor base and what they discovered about the solicitations for donors and donations by members of Congress from federal contractors in their districts was astounding. Okay, and friends, it again goes back to what I've always said, because I know it's true. Okay, to you as ears to hear, I know it's true. I don't care what man says in trying to deceive me and his cunning tactics. I know what I hear, and I know it's true. Okay? They don't work for you, America. They're not working for you, America. They're working, friends, for special interest groups. Okay? So before this ever came out, for years, we have been talking about this very thing. And it's exactly what's going on in this country. Case in point to what I just said. Thank you, Lord. Case in point to what I just got done saying. I just got done telling you before the last commercial, the national debt is up 16% under Donald Trump. Surpasses $23 trillion. What did Donald Trump just tell you during the last break? That it's what? That it's declined, the national debt, and it's surpassed, far surpassed what they expected concerning the result. Okay? What he said and what just happened are contradictory, friends. They contradict each other every step of the way. What he said was a blatant lie. What the facts are just the opposite of what he just got done saying to you. As a matter of fact, the national debt has surpassed $23 trillion for the second time, adding $4.1 billion in 1 week. Okay? This week, and what did he just tell you? Oh, it's far surpassed our expectations. Oh, it has. But folks, it far surpassed what we thought he was really doing, or at least for those that are drinking the Kool-Aid concerning the Trump train, okay? Because your children and you, well, the time that you have left on this earth, are being indebted and you're being enslaved while they continuously add debt to the debt ceiling in this country. As a matter of fact, it broke the $23 trillion mark on November 1st for the first time in history. Barely 9 months after the debt broke record surpassing $22 trillion on February 11th, the debt has grown some 16% since President Donald Trump's inauguration when it stood at just $19.9 trillion. This is why you have to put the words of Christ up to the words of man. Because the Christ is not a man that he should lie. Okay? Fallen man, especially one that said he's never had a reason to repent. The Bible says those that are without sin, what does it say? They're liars and the truth is not in them. Of course, that's what we're dealing with here. And again, on cue, what they do, they further indebt you. And then what does the president do? He comes out the same week or the same day and says, oh man, it's been great. Look how we've increased this, that, and the other thing concerning job growth, which it's not even their job to do that, by the way. And if you think otherwise, show me in the Constitution, please. 1-866-582-9933. Still waiting for that phone call. Where it's government's job to create jobs. Can't find that nowhere. It's their job to get out of the way. Okay? They have three functions, not 3,000 functions. But if Americans would just simply understand that you're being told the opposite of what they're doing, you're gonna take it a mile, friends. You're going to understand so much more as to what's really happening here in this country. So going back to Adam Andruszewski at Forbes, he decided to elaborate on what an incumbent protection system is and how it protects and how it works. By the way, the incumbent protection explains to you as well as why nobody has been indicted and why nobody has been charged. Okay, in this country. Let's go to the solicitations for donations by members of Congress from federal contractors in their district. Because, friends, it is nothing less than astounding. Okay, here's Rep. John Larson from Connecticut. United Technologies, okay, executives, employees, political action committee, and affiliated lobbyists are the number one campaign donor to Larson's committee. $377,050. Utah collected federal grants, subsidies, $83.8 million, and federal contracts, $16.1 billion. That's from 2014 to 2018. You want to talk about a fascist state, friends? You're in it. Mr. Larson owns U2K stock, 212 to 218. Last disclosure, Mr. Rep. John Larson is a ranking member on House Ways and Means. Okay? He's not working for you, friends. He's selling you out. He sold his soul to the highest bidders. That's what he did. 7 years ago, Larson's wife got a job from the wife of a campaign donor who is also the state insurance commissioner. She beat out 199 other candidates and was the only one to fill out a job application. Whoa, how convenient. And since her hiring, she has earned an estimated $600,000 in cash compensation. Friends, are they working for you? Or are they working for special interest? Rep. Tom Cole, he's a good guy, we're told. Oklahoma. The Chickasaw Nation and affiliates are the number one campaign donor to Cole's committee, $258,461. The nation received $700 million in federal grants and $443,000 in surplus military equipment from the Pentagon, including mine resistant vehicles, night vision goggles, mine detecting sets, and rifles that shoot 308 rounds. Cole is also a ranking member on House Appropriations. Folks, they're the fox in the chicken coops concerning their certain capacity in government. And this is what you, again, need to understand. This is why they're being reelected. It's not by the people. It's by who they're really serving. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, giving you information, friends, that was blacked out by the CIA-controlled media. Here's why 97% of Congress gets reelected. It's not you voting for them, friends. It's the people that they're working for that are getting them back into office, holding office, friends. Adam Androzewski, the guy from Forbes. Whoa, what a last name. Androzewski at Forbes. He wanted to elaborate on what an incumbent protection system is and how it works. They're protecting their own friends. Okay, members of Congress own investment stocks, are employed by and receive retirement pensions from federal contractors to whom they direct billions of taxpayers' dollars to. Okay. They're corralling you, America, okay, to big corporations. Moreover, members sponsor legislation that affects these contractors. The contractors' lobbyists then advocate for the legislation that helps the member and the contractor. Oftentimes, the contractors' lobbyist also donates campaign cash to the member. So, they are literally working for special interest groups selling you down the river, okay? They've already sold themselves out, friends. They don't care about themselves anymore. The only thing they care about is the money. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. And it shows you where their hearts are at. Okay? It's not money that's the root of evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And life is so temporary. These people want to play games with their eternity. And that's for them to play with. That's their choice. But it's It's for us to tolerate it or not tolerate it. Okay, that's what's up to us here. Want to go over to Jim Cooper, Rep. Jim Cooper. Vanderbilt University executives and employees are the number one all-time campaign donor to Cooper's committee, $135,261, including $21,500 from just retired Chancellor Nicholas Zippo. Vanderbilt has also received $2.6 billion in federal payouts from 2014 to 2018, including grants, which is $2.3 billion direct payments, $31.2 million in contracts, $187 million. Cooper is a ranking member of the budget committees. See where they're at, friends? See how they've been promoted? They sell their souls out, and then they get the top position. Okay? And this is what happens, friends, when they're found out in their scandals, when the American people let it go. They're promoted by the bad guys because you let it go. You want to stop this? Then you're going to have to stop those that are at the door. Folks, these representatives are opening the doors to the wolves that are devouring the sheep. Read John 10:12, as I said earlier. Former rep, current governor Kristi Noem, South Dakota, Sanford's health executives, employees, and lobbyists are the number one all-time campaign donor to Noem's federal committee, which is $110,462. Top executives provided Noem's campaign donations earlier in her career, including $7,500 from CEO Kelly Krabenhoft. I can go on and on and on with her, friends. She goes on. Sanford Health really needed taxpayer aid. This nonprofit organization has annual revenues of $3.7 billion, assets of $2.8 billion, and paid its CEO $2.2 million last year. You know, the Bible says, I want to say something to the bad guys really quick. Riches profit not in the day of wrath. But what are you going to do when it's your time to stand before the judge? Nah, I don't believe in the judge. It doesn't matter if you believe. You know as well. Hey, folks, the devils believe and tremble. Okay, you're not stupider than a devil, are you? Well, if you're stupid as the devil, at least you have the same father, and the father believes. Your father believes. Okay. The fact of the matter is, riches profit not in the day of wrath. It reminds me of back in the 90s. It was a great analogy, great parable to this scripture. But do you remember on the Titanic? It was like one of the biggest movies back in the 90s. This is before I got saved. And I remember Billy, I forgot his last name. He's an actor, Billy something, really effeminate. He was the rich guy that lost his fiance to the kid that was on the boat fornicating with his wife-to-be. Yeah, it was that twisted. And I remember that as the ship began to sink, he took money out of his safe and he filled his pockets with it. And what he did is he took the money and he went to those that were by the boats and he wanted to buy a boat so he could get out, him and his friend could get out of there. And the steward on the boat, or that was actually putting people inside of the boats and then letting them down into the water so they wouldn't drown, just hid his money away from them. And that's exactly what's going to happen to you on Judgment Day. And it's going to have to happen on Judgment Day. Billy Zane, thank you, son. Billy Zane. It's absolutely amazing what these people have in their mind. They think that the end is never going to come. They think that there is no God, that the Lord doesn't require anything. Oh, and I'm just telling you firsthand from the chastisements of the Most High God, out of love, He is alive evermore every day in my life. I have a red backside to show you how He tans me when I get out of line because He loves me. How much more when the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience? You are adding insult to injury. You are daring the justice of God, and your money is not going with you, and you can rest assured of that very thing. But sad to say, people in America are going to give them that time to do it instead of actually pushing that judgment day way up and obeying God and keeping His commandments and judgments. So again, we can know righteousness and peace, Isaiah 51:4. We're just going to let them destroy our country, and then we'll just see what happens at the end of the day rather than dealing with them today. I mean, as if to suggest what they're not advocating for is handing our country off to those that mean to destroy it, because it's exactly what's happening. Folks, these people that I'm highlighting right now, this article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, here's why 97% of Congress gets reelected. It's, again, not because you're reelecting them. It's because the special interest groups are making sure that everything they need to get reelected is already in play. And you better know without a shadow of a doubt, there is major voter fraud going on in this country. No question at all whatsoever, friends. No question whatsoever. Let me give you a couple more. We have, wow, Debbie Dingell. This is a Michigan Democrat, again, unconstitutionally. Although Dingell wasn't elected to Congress until 2014, a member of the Dingell family has held M112 congressional seats for 86 years. How do they do that, friends? Rep. Debbie Dingell is one of those that I'm highlighting even now. The executives and employees of the University of Michigan are the number one campaign donor to Dingell's committee, $61,502. This is despite the fact that Dingell sits on two prominent UM boards, the Ford School of Public Policy and the Depression Center. Trustees and university employees of those boards have donated to her campaign. Matter of fact, one of Dingell's duties on the board of the Ford School is to help the school raise money and network. Dingell is a ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. On March 21st, 2019, she signed an earmark letter to the Department of Transportation, the U.S. DOT, in support of $7.5 million in grants to UM and other partners regarding research on self-driving cars. In a press release, Dingell took credit that the U.S. DOT authorized the grants in 2019. The University of Michigan responded regarding their donations and any perceived conflict of interest issues with Rep. Debbie Dingell. She said, "Our employees are free to make personal campaign contributions to any elected official they may wish to support," said the University of Michigan spokesperson. So that you might know, Mr. And Jezuski determined that all of this is legal, but in polling people who were giving the information, 96% believed it was unethical, and 92% claimed it was an important issue. However, the reality is that it probably isn't important enough for them to get rid of these people. The real problem here is ignorant and impotent populace. That's exactly right. America, you're letting them do this. You're letting them declare what is law arbitrarily and what isn't law arbitrarily. Whatever they say must be the case. You are sadly mistaken, and so are they. The people complain about what they see all the time, but they never really break outside of the unconstitutional two-party system, do they? I know this is largely due to fear, but I want to tell you something. We haven't been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. 1 Timothy 1:7. And furthermore, the fear of man is a snare. And if we fear the face of God, we don't fear the face of corrupt men. And also read in Revelation 21, verse 8, friends, the first people that were named and called up for judgment that were hell-bound because they chose to be so were the fearful. Okay? This is largely due to fear, which is ironic in a land that was founded upon Christian principles among those that are, and we are not to fear, but have faith in God and our duty before Him. Friends, check out the article. It's astounding. It's great information, but it's the truth. Tim Brown, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Here's why 97% of Congress gets reelected, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.